So me making it to the top 16, it has really showed that I do have the potential and the capabilities. I just need to obviously believe in myself as well, because I think most of the times I always doubt myself and I'm just like trying to take risks, but I'm also like not putting my whole in it. And I'm just like, you know, okay, let me just try, let me just try. But then now I'm like really glad that I put in my whole heart and everything and I made it this far. So it really is motivating me to keep level-headed, concentrate, even with all the noise that is happening right now, with all the whole xenophobic attacks and all of that. I'm still telling myself, listen, this is not the time for you to give up. You didn't get this far to get this far and give up.
I like that. I like that. Okay, so now you are a part of the top 16. How has the journey been so far?
It's been incredible. Oh my word. Just looking back and I'm thinking of the whole filming of Crown Chasers, I'm like, phew, it's been one hard work. I think I'm really glad for the whole Crown Chasers season, because it really does prepare us for us to be the next Miss South Africa. Because I think a lot of people don't really understand the hard work that needs to be put in as a Miss South Africa. We only see the whole prettiness, the walks, and all of those things, and we don't know that there's actually like a lot of work that is done behind. So being part of the top 16 has really showed how a Miss SA job is. And it has been so challenging, I won't lie, week after week after week, the challenges. And it was incredible. And I think also when you watch the show, you'll also see, I think this coming episode actually is actually very interesting for me. Episode 4, 5, and 6 is my favorite, because you get to see how Chi Chi was before and how Chi Chi developed into this new whole person. And also me being in this shell of not being vulnerable, I struggled so much with vulnerability throughout the whole competition, and I think it was slowly starting to affect me. But then I had to tell myself, you have to let your guard down, because you need to show who you are. And I started doing that slowly throughout the competition, and honestly, it felt great to let my guard down and actually be vulnerable. So I think vulnerability was one of the biggest challenge that I faced in this whole Crown Chasers.
Yeah, and this journey so far. So you mentioned the fact that your mom wanted to become a model and you basically are living her dream, right?
Yes.
What does she have to, what did she say actually when you made
She's
it to the
so
top
proud of
16?
me. She is really proud of me. I don't even think I have the right words to put in, because you can just see the joy that comes with it. Like, it's just like I said, it's almost like I'm living, she's seeing her dreams come through me. So it's just like a beautiful moment. And I can only imagine, because I'm also a mom as well, and I don't know how I would feel if I would see my child like fulfill the dreams that I wanted to. I think it would be such a huge accomplishment, especially with just being part of the Miss South Africa organization. It's just huge for her, and she's really proud of me.
That's nice. So you mentioned that you were born in Soweto.
Soweto, yes.
Yes, let's talk about that. Like, how was it like being raised in Soweto? And you are of Nigerian descent, right?
Yes, my dad's Nigerian.
Yes. How did your dad or your mom come through to USA? Like, how is it like being raised in Soweto, and especially as from Nigerian descent? Yes, just paint a picture about that.
Okay, so I was born in Barra. I
Bara.
stay in Pimville Zone 4. Yes. We stay in Pimville Zone 4. That's actually my grandmother's home. Like, that's home. So that's where my mom's side of the family stays. And my mom and dad met in Johannesburg, because my mom was also staying in Johannesburg at that time as well. They met in Johannesburg and then they got married. And then my dad moved to Cape Town and he wanted to stay in Cape Town. So after I was born, I think I only stayed in Soweto for like a few months, because he didn't want us to stay there anymore. Then we came to Cape Town and we've basically lived in Cape Town all our lives. But I always go visit home like every holiday. But now that my grandma's not around, like she passed on, so I don't go as often, because it doesn't feel like home like before, but I still go as often as I can.
Why didn't it work out? What happened in the whole marriage setup or situation? Why didn't it work out?
There's a lot, and I just think I didn't have that time to sort of like reflect and take it in. I think I've been avoiding it a lot because it just happened recently.
Okay.
We just got divorced in February.
Oh no.
Like just years. So for me, it's just a thing of like, I just wanted to avoid it and just like focus on me, on my life, and just making myself better. And it's, that's why I'm like, this year has been probably one of the best years for me, because it's like seeing how I was in the beginning of the year, so depressed and not knowing how life's going to turn out for me to get this far in this competition has really meant a lot for me. So I just think we were not compatible. I think he had this whole mindset of what African woman, I don't know if that makes
sense. Oh, I understand.
You know, so, and for me, I don't think I want to be in that role where as to, I can't go out, I can't go to school, I just need to stay at home, clean, cook, look after the baby. I don't think that that's just for me, because I feel like we are way past that phase now.
How is motherhood to you so far? How has it been treating you? I mean, you've been a mom for a year.
Yes, I think also because of the whole experience and how I got married and everything, I think I feel kind of like ripped off from that whole experience. But overall, I really enjoy it. He's such an amazing baby. And motherhood can be tough. It can be demanding. It can be exhausting. But it's just so beautiful to see your child grow and learn certain things and just see how you take those steps together. I think that's so beautiful to see as a mom. And I didn't even think I would be a mom at this age, but it's really amazing. And life doesn't really end here for me, honestly. It's been great so far.
How are you dealing with the sudden attention, being it good or bad?
To be honest, entering this competition, I was so excited. And I think I didn't think that far as to like, what will the public say and everything. And then I think... once I got to top 16, that's when I felt it. Because Twitter was like going insane. Like, why is she there? Her name, she's not South African.
Yes.
Questioning my nationality, my parents as well. Questioning a lot of things and just like people's different opinions on what is a South African made of, basically. And, at first, I ignored it because I think I was also filled with so much excitement and like, I made it, so I don't care. And then when I started progressing in the competition, I think the criticism started getting more intense, like by the day. And then I think about 2 weeks or 3 weeks, that's when I felt it. Like, okay, fine, I'm representing a country. And I don't feel the love from the people I'm representing. Is it worth it?
Yeah. Is that what you're going through right now?
Yes. And I was just like questioning, like, is it worth it? I mean, I do. I accept criticism. I always say, because I'm an athlete, and that's something that we get on a daily. So, but it's just a matter of like you trying so hard to represent a country and you wear it with so much pride and so much grace. And it's like the people that you're representing are not even in support of you representing the country. Then it's just like, okay, what do I do next? How do I go about with it? You know, and people always ask me like, okay, so what do you have to say about this? What do you have to say about that? And I keep quiet most of the times because I'm like, it's such a sensitive topic. And I don't want to just say anything and then I offend even more people.
What would you like to say to these people?
Okay, first of all, I would introduce myself properly because I think, number one, that was the confusion that started, which was with my first entry video. I was like, hi, my name is Chidima and I'm from Cape Town. And then when I got into the top 30, we had to make an additional video, but they stated that we must say where we were born. So that's where the confusion came in, because now it all changed and it was like, oh, I'm from Soweto. Now people are like, where do you actually come from? So I had to change. So I would obviously give clarity on that first, as to letting them know that I am born in Soweto and then I just reside in Cape Town. And then secondly, my dad is Nigerian, proudly Nigerian. My mom is South African, and yes, she does have her own Mozambican roots, but she was born here. Her mom is here, her dad,
Everyone,
but Yes, but it, you know, you have like someone and someone comes from. Mm. So she does have those roots, and she also celebrates it very proudly as well.
Mm.
So, yeah, and then I'll just like educate them on how we can do better, because really, I just feel like it's just, to be honest, and from my side, I think it's just more on black on black hate, because yeah. I am not the only one in this competition that has a surname that is not of South African. Mm. There's so many in this competition, yet I feel like the attention is more on me because of my skin color. I can see the hate already, like especially just like my dad on its own, from where it comes from. Like the hate on its own, it's like insane. So it's like I'm still finding my feet as to how do I go about with it, and not sort of like taking away from the fact that I am South African, but also understanding that I am still proudly Nigerian and I am still proudly South African, and just trying to be that symbol of peace and unity. So I think I'm just trying to also take my time as to how I'm going to go about with that. I advocate for violence against women and children. And gender-based violence. And I feel like, well, for me, I know that I knew about it, but I wasn't really aware of it. So winning Miss South Africa, I also work with an organization called Eyes of the Nation. And we helped so many victims with regards to violence and all of that. So I would use this platform to my advantage and just to help a lot of women out there. Because there are so many women that are really struggling to get out of it. And especially because they do not have the financial support, or they just don't have anywhere to run to, and they just have to stick into that violence because they are bounded by certain things. So I want to help them to find their way on their feet, find entrepreneurship, help them get entrepreneurship so they can be financially stable on their own, provide them with whatever necessary things that they might need. Because our organization, we provide social workers to speak to them. We try to get them to speak, because a lot of us are, a lot of the women are afraid to speak. So we try to tell stories so that we can bring awareness and also allow other women to speak their story. And then we have these programs that we put together every month. We had one in Limpopo, and then we're also going to have one here in Cape Town as well, where we just try to find ways to join hands together and to help the victims. So having this platform, it will just be a driving force into my passion for helping these ladies.
Yeah.
Not ladies, just children in general as well.
I got you. My very last question to you, knowing what you know now, would you advise someone, a younger, not even a younger, another woman or another girl to enter Miss SA? Knowing what you know now.
Yes, I would. I don't think that any of the noise should be a blocking way for anyone to achieve their dreams. We still have a long way to go. We can still make this place a better place. We don't have to stop just because of all the critiques and all of that. And I would advise them to take on that dream.
Yes, definitely.